Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug passed along a story to me from Australia. And it's interesting because it could happen here. And the legal issues are not as bright as you'd think. But a former McDonald's worker wins her ongoing battle over stock photo appearing on negative news stories. Okay, so here's what's happening. This is from abc.net.au, which means Australia. Justin Huntsdale wrote it. And Kennedy Reese is a young lady who worked at McDonald's for a while. And she's now able to put to rest her lengthy campaign to have a stock photo of herself deleted. And by stock photo, if you go on the internet, you see a story. If they've got a photograph of what happened, they'll post that in the news. But a lot of times they'll go, we don't have a photograph, but we want to put something up because stories without photos don't get clicks. So there's a story about McDonald's. They'd often go to the library of photographs, Getty, where you can buy images, you know, one-time use, get, you know, for the media. And they'd say, we need a stock photo of a McDonald's worker. And what they'd get would be a photograph of Kennedy Reese back when she worked at McDonald's. And she saw this photograph popping up on the internet, and people were telling her, hey, did you know there's a story that has a photograph of you? And of course, she's not involved in any way, shape, or form with the story other than she used to work at McDonald's. So the picture was taken without her knowledge and was repeatedly sold for $600 a pop through stock photo agency Getty Images. And it was linked to a series of news stories, some of which were negative. And Ms. Reese said that it was damaging her reputation as she prepared to go out into the real world and get a job above and beyond McDonald's. I'm just joking. McDonald's are great jobs. In recent years, she has taken issue with her image appearing in a range of news articles about McDonald's, including one where a pregnant worker was unable to fit into her work shirt. And so they used a stock photo of her. The story wasn't about her, and she didn't have a problem fitting into her work shirt. Also, a story about McDonald's workers using Google to find a job and workers being subjected to unpaid compulsory cleaning. Again, she's got nothing to do with these stories, but they'd use the stock photo of her. So she said, it's so embarrassing because I was working at a law firm full time and people in the firm recognized me in the photo. And this is a story about people using Google to find a job. And it was LinkedIn's number one article that day. So people go onto LinkedIn, they'd see his article pop up and, hey, check it out. There's Kennedy working at McDonald's and complaining about not being able to fit into her work shirt because she's pregnant. She said it's not really an accurate description of me when I was 15 years old at McDonald's. So this is obviously a photograph taken a long time ago. And now, you know, so she's working on her law degree at a Sydney University and she spent years fighting to get the photo removed from Getty's collection. She said she approached Getty to ask him to remove the photo, and they just said, no, we don't have to. The photo, you know, we have got the rights to the photo. The photo's taken in a public place. At first, Getty was quite polite and said they would look into it, but then they consulted their legal department and said they hadn't done anything illegal. And that's the thing here, is that legally they were allowed to keep selling this image. But is it the right thing to do? They claimed little responsibility and claimed the third party should be contacted when I don't think that's the root of the issue. It's hard to ask people to delete the photo when they've already paid $600 for it. And that's the problem. They go to the stock catalog, they buy the photograph, and now the woman in the photograph says, can you please remove my photograph from your website? And they go, well, we bought the image from Getty. In an email to Kennedy, Getty said, we generally do not remove images unless there is an error or legal reason to do so. In this instance, we're not aware of any such issue. If the complainant takes issue with how the image was used, then she should take that up with the publisher directly. And it doesn't help when you're writing to somebody and you address them in the third person. Ms. Reese had been forced to contact news agencies each time she saw the photograph used and ask them to remove it. However, the photo agency subsequently agreed to remove the image from their database. In a letter to the ABC in Australia, a Getty spokesperson wrote, I've looked into this image from our image partner Universal Images Group, and I can confirm that we've removed from our website the image in question. We've taken this step as a show of good faith for the individual pictured. So they said, look, we don't have to do this, but we're going to do it to be nice. She first discovered the image existed in 2017 when a friend contacted her to tell her they had spotted her in an online story. On this occasion, she said she was the face of Brisbane's bullied McDonald's workers. She contacted the publisher of the article, who agreed to change the photo. I thought there were probably more photos online, so she did a reverse search on the Google, which will allow you to do that, and came up with a bunch of different articles. I was the face of an article of a woman being pregnant and not being able to fit into her shirt, and I saw it came up as a Getty stock photo, and that's when she figured out where it was all coming from. Now, the ABC News in Australia contacted a law professor named Mark Davison, and he's an intellectual property lawyer. And he said there were a few legal options to have a photo removed from a stock agency. He said because there was no right to privacy in the public space where the photograph was taken in Australia, which is McDonald's, and the photo was not taken surreptitiously, it was hard to prevent the photo being used. It's a difficult situation if you start thinking through the alternatives that, too, would generate all sorts of restrictions on the taking of photographs in public. You know, so you're standing out in the town square, and I take a photograph of you, all the people in the background. Can they complain about the photograph? You know, so the weird part here is that she's at a cash register in the photograph. Now, she's a minor, but she's at a cash register and she's working in a public place. Someone takes her picture. And she didn't ask to have her picture taken. They probably didn't ask her permission to take her picture. But she really can't complain because she's just at a workspace. Now, if McDonald's had a rule saying you can't take pictures on her premises and they kick photographers out, that's a different thing altogether. The point is, a guy walks in, takes her picture, uploads it to Getty. Next thing you know, she's the face of disgruntled pregnant McDonald's workers. Davison goes on to say, do we get to a point where every photographer has to get the written permission of every person they photograph? I can understand her concerns, and they're legitimate, but as a legal solution to them, that's a difficult matter. And so, you know, several people have asked me about situations like this. And Doug pointed out, he said, look, the woman's 15 years old in the photograph. She's underage, you know. And that seems to add a little bit, I think, of sympathy to the story. But legally, I can walk outside and take photographs, okay? I've talked before about eavesdropping, but eavesdropping is when you're recording conversations of other people without their permission. I'm simply talking about still photography. You take a photograph of someone. If they're in a public place and they see you do this with a camera, there's not much that they can do about it. Now, you know, I've seen people get upset, you know, don't take my photograph, that kind of thing. That happens also. And obviously, if it gets intrusive, and he mentioned the surreptitious photography. That is, if someone snuck up and took a picture and you didn't know it, and you're in a situation where it would be inappropriate. There are also, obviously, other kinds of problems, one of which is, the question is, could she make the claim of false light defamation? Because defamation is the idea, and again, it's a very, very broad topic. I'm not going to get into a dissertation on it here because we ain't got that kind of time. But defamation, libel, slander, all of those wrongs are under the umbrella of where somebody does something to make you look bad in a way that's unfair. I lie about you. I say things about you that are not true. I print things about you that are not true. And a photograph, obviously, is a type of printing. It's not words. But there have been cases before where someone takes a photograph that looks bad and displays the person in the photograph in a way that's inappropriate and unfair. Okay? So it could just be the way the camera worked. It could be that taken out of context, the photograph looks very, very different than it is. And I can tell you that recently in Michigan, there were some demonstrations in Lansing, and there were people chanting, and there were police officers standing guard. And there is a photograph that got posted everywhere about one guy who's about this far from one of the police officers, and he appears to be screaming at the top of his lungs, but it's a photograph. And one of the local newspapers in Detroit tracked the guy down and said, we wanted to ask you about the photograph because the photograph is now becoming famous. Everyone's seen this one photograph of the one guy who's screaming at the cop. And they go, what are you screaming? And he goes, I wasn't screaming. He goes, we were chanting, and it just happened to get me with my mouth open. And as anyone who's taken photographs can tell you, that photography, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words, right? Well, the problem is that not all 1,000 of those words are correct. And that's, you know, I can tell you right now, if you take still photographs off this video right now, you get all kinds of really weird facial expressions because when you pose for a photograph, you stop talking. You might say cheese to broaden the smile, But generally speaking, if you take pictures of people who are talking or singing, for instance, you'll often get them with really, really weird expressions on their faces. So the question is, if this photograph had made her look bad in such a way that she may have been able to make that claim, that's a possibility. But the problem is, she's simply a young woman at a cash register talking to a customer. And as far as a stock photo goes, it's actually a very good photo. I wish I could show it, but number one, it's been removed. Number two, it cost me $600. Who's got that kind of money? But the point is, as far as simply doing a story about McDonald's, and if you said, hey, McDonald's is now putting in a scholarship program for their cashiers, okay? Then you put up a picture of this young lady at a cash register. That would be perfectly appropriate, and I doubt she'd even care about that. But the problem is, it just so happens, there's a series of articles in Australia about McDonald's that were all negative stories. And she became the face of it just by happenstance. So she can't make the false light defamation claim there. But it's one of those things that popped into my head. And I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's some way to do that. Because if someone had written a story that insinuated that the woman in the picture is the one we're talking about who's got this weird problem, blah, 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 and the weird problem was defamatory, possibly. But generally speaking, there ain't much you can do about it. So there you go. Doug, thanks for story questions. Comments down below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A psychologist is someone who watches everyone else when a beautiful person enters the room.